Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will you ever have, like, sex while you're cooking? It's kind of more fun. Is the chicken going to burn?
While I'm cooking?
No.
While things are cooking.
While things are cooking.
Oh. If there's something in the oven, then you go knock it out.
Look, dude, if it's an hour-long pot pie, maybe.
Right. If it's something that's going to take a hot minute, but if it's like a frozen pizza.
No.
Like, frozen pizza. Like, I'm not doing this,
If I'm cooking on the stove, no.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I have.
No.
Really? What were you cooking?
You just bring the heat down to low a little bit.
Yeah, chicken.
You couldn't just wait and eat the chicken and then go have sex?
No.
Miles, you could.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, dude, let's eat the chicken first.
No, you eat the chicken during.
I would say, he's eating chicken while getting...
Right. I mean, while we're eating,
a lot of stones coming from that glass house.
You're saying during the cooking process.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to take a break when you're eating dinner and go knock one out, go ahead, you're not going to burn anything.
Just saying, you're cooking dinner.
I don't want to ruin it.
She walks in, things are accessible.
Was it in the kitchen?
I would turn everything
off. Yeah, I would too.
No, I'd turn it down.
Yeah.
Because you still want it to cook. You want it to keep on going.
So turn the chicken down.
Make sure you're not going to burn nothing.
Yeah. But, hey, man, this is going to last a hot minute.
Yeah.
Right? Then turn it off. If it's just like, all right, I'm going to keep this on warm, so let's just get this out of
the way. No, I'm with
you. Because sometimes you do the quickie.
That's what it is.
You just want to get this out.
You're not making love.
Okay, then
you're making dinner.
You cooking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So,
Jesus. And she just walks in and points like,
This doctor was caught. Here's a story of someone who has not been caught.
All right.
Humpty Dumpty took a big fall, and now police are hoping to crack the case.
Jesus Christ.
A colorful statue of the nursery rhyme icon was forcibly removed from a structure at a miniature golf course in Cape May, New Jersey, on Sunday, then dumped down the street. Cape May, by the way, one of the most beautiful little towns I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
And if you've never been to these little beach towns on the East Coast, like, the miniature golf courses are everywhere.
Every freaking
And
area.
they're typically 50, 60 years old. They have been there, like your grandparents played miniature golf there when they were, you know, young kids. Video shows one of the men entering the course by climbing over a fence. He grabbed and rocked the statue back and forth, and he pulled Humpty Dumpty off its foundation before walking away with Humpty Dumpty.
There's nothing sacred.
They're seen on video at putt golf at around 4 a.m. The statue shows the smiling Humpty Dumpty walking away with a man. He is complete with a big white head, red cheeks, a yellow bow tie, a blue jacket.
We know what Humpty Dumpty looks like.
Draw Humpty Dumpty. He's
an egg.
Yeah.
He's an egg with a bow tie.
All the king's horses and all the king's men cannot figure out where these people are who stole Humpty Dumpty. A message was left at a phone number listed for Ocean Putt Golf, whose Instagram page shows the statue above one of the courses. That's actually very good.
Well, thank you. It's Humpty freaking Dumpty.
Holes earlier this year, Cape May police detectives were asking for the public's help in identifying the two men seen in multiple videos posted on the department's Facebook page. If you have any information regarding the people who took Humpty Dumpty, please contact the Cape May, New Jersey Police Department.
There's nothing sacred anymore.
It really is not. But they're still, they're on the loose. They're on the land.
Was Humpty Dumpty broken at all, or they just discarded
it? Oh, yeah, no, they dumped it down the street. Humpty Dumpty is basically, it's need of great repair.
But it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's Humpty Dumpty. I mean, the whole story is that his ass broke, and they couldn't put him together.
Horses and men.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I don't think we need to arrest these people. Find out who they are. It's two drunk dudes. Make them pay for Humpty.
Yeah.
But a crime's a crime, Ted. It's Humpty Dumpty. You stole something from the miniature golf course. You broke Humpty's ass in the middle of the street. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It is stupid. But we can't decide, well, it's Humpty Dumpty, so that's less important than, you know, something. Like, come on, man.
Where's the value of life, Ted?
Jesus. You really should check out the show on our YouTube page.
Tim's is having
KISW Rock. Yeah, it's
Tim's having a time.
It's good stuff. What's up?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you get caught doing, or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-ROCK.
I hate paying for
popcorn.
I will
also say that...
You hate what?
Paying for popcorn.
What do you mean you hate paying for it?
Like at a sporting
event. How much they charge?
How much they charge in between Cobb's popcorn and Smith Family popcorn.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're a snob now.
I know how ridiculously low the price is to make it.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. Well, same thing with pizza. I mean, as far as foods go, most of the time, but pizza, it's like, look, all of us will spend a certain amount of money on pizza because we really like it. But when you break down the food costs, it's like, I don't know how you go out of business.
Right. So the movie theater would basically shut down at around 11, depending on how long the movie was.
Yeah.
11, 11:30, somewhere in there. 9 o'clock was the last movie, typically. Craig would have this thing called Thursday Night Midnight Movies. He would have to put together the reels and everything for the new movies that came out on Friday.
Yeah.
But he would get them on Thursday. So at midnight, we would go down there and we would, most of the, if there was a decent movie, we would watch it, preview it on Thursday night at midnight, have popcorn, have sodas, have drinks. You know, we knew the movie before the movie even came out. It was absolutely free. It's a free night every Thursday night at midnight.
Yeah, my buddy Tony worked in the movie theater for like 2 years. I didn't get free concessions, but we never paid to go see the movie. Me and Paul would roll up. He'd let us in, and we go see whatever. Like I said, we had to buy our own crap, but I didn't really mind because at that time, I didn't have a job. It's my parents' money.
Right.
So I'm like, cool.
It used to be the same way with people who rip tickets. Now, you want to get in on somebody, man, who's a valuable person to know. It's the person that has, you know, that works a gate at the basketball arena or the football before all the digital stuff came around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you would just, you just walked
we
up
We did
with
it
guys,
at Maryland games all the
guys.
Time.
I mean, you have three or four guys, man. You just go in there and somebody had paid him back something.
Yeah.
Somebody was a bartender. Somebody, you know, delivered subs. I mean, he got his too. I mean,
our thing was we had one guy and he was an older dude. He had done it for years and I know him through sports and school. His thing was you just had to give him something to rip.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the only time he got mad at us is one time somebody was trying to sneak in liquor or something. They got caught. And he's just like,
right.
I'm good. Letting you in for free.
Right.
Do not get caught sneaking in liquor.
Drink it outside.
But also, college stadiums are a little looser.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, I know a friend that got into that epic Washington and Oregon game a couple of years ago. And just same thing. Like, dude's like, my buddy works this one side gate, and you just stand there, and then the guy will just go, like, lift up the thing and be like, all right, walk, go, go.
Yeah, go, yep. go.
You, yep. you just mix in.
Years ago, man, when I was in high school in Baltimore, one of the high schools I went to, you would take just regular metro bus to the high school. It's mostly students, but it's not necessarily a school bus, right? But it's just the time of it. And at that time, it was $1.25, I want to say, to ride it, but it was... It didn't have the machines they have now. Now you have to unfold your dollar, you put it in a machine, right, and it sucks it in.
Right.
Well, back then, it was just a clear box, and it wasn't wide enough to fit a dollar bill, so everyone had to fold up their dollar bill and put it through the little slot. So a bunch of kids, when I was a sophomore, like the word just started going through the bus stop, like, hey, man, basically we have 10 bucks in ones at the beginning of every week because you're going to ride the bus the rest of the week, buck there, buck back. But they started, which is a federal crime, started ripping the dollar bill in half. But you'd fold it up and slide it through that thing, and the bus driver couldn't tell. Because no matter what,
you had to fold the dollar bill.
Right. So, but you took the other half, and you would go home. So by the end of the week, everyone would just have five ones. And at the time, that was great. And I won't say it was a year and a half later, and they never announced it, but they converted to the unfold the dollar, slides into the machine. And at every bus stop, because I was maybe the third bus stop on the way to school, a bunch of us kind of stopped in our tracks because everyone had these half dollars in their pocket. And we had to find like a whole dollar to actually slide in there. Now, the bus driver, and this has been the same dude for years, he never called anyone out, but he basically saw everyone stop dead in their tracks and start reaching back in their pockets, pull out a full dollar bill, slide it in there. And I just remember he just looked at everyone and do the, And we were convinced we were the reason why they spent the money. Because I guarantee at the end of every week when they go through this, like, there's a bunch of half-dollar bills. And if they took their time, you would find the other half eventually. But there was a lot of haps in there, but that's how we saved money.
What did you get caught doing, or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dalton. Welcome to the men's room.
Dalton.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
How's it going?
It's Positive Friday, Dalton. It's going great. Hello, Dalton. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, why don't you tell us your story?
Yes, this was about 4 years ago. We were going up to a Seahawks preseason game. I think they were playing the Titans back then. And one of my buddies I have a deal with, so I work at a golf course, so I trade him like free rounds of golf, and he gives me several of his like season tickets each year. So like we're going down to this game, it's me and my buddy. And we go in through that big like warehouse entrance, you know, where all that stuff is.
Convention center, yeah.
Yes, sir. And I realized like when we get up there to get scans to go in, he actually sent me a ticket for a regular season game and not a preseason game. And so I'm trying to get a hold of this guy because they won't let us in. And I can't get a hold of him. And so we think we're kind of screwed. And we're like, well, like, we've come too far now. You know, so we've got to find a way. And we're kind of walking around. Like, we're kind of casing the joint, essentially. And we go back around to that stairwell that's on, I believe it's on the west side. It's the one that kind of points out toward the waterfront a little bit.
All right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you used to be able to walk up those stairs and go inside, and then you take a left, and there's a door to lead you right back out to that same pavilion because there was an ATM over there.
Yep. I know exactly where you're at.
The one thing separating you from that was just those little fare gates that they would put up. And so, like, we're kind of walking around, and we're looking, and there's only one security guard there, and he's about 75 years old. And so we just kind of picked our moment, man. He was just kind of doing like a rotisserie style, just, you know, just looking at everybody. And he turned his back, and we just kind of pulled that gate open and slid in, and we pretended like we were trying to get some cash out of the ATM, and we just walked in the stadium.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. Hey, it's, you know what? It's preseason.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that's it. They should just go. Just come on.
Come on. It's fine.
As long as you buy a hot dog and a drink, man, we don't care.
Yeah. I mean, once you're in, the concessions will do just fine.
Yeah. You'll get your money back from me. What did you get caught doing, or what did you not get caught doing? 206-803-ROCK.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.